Texte numéro 78. Robot soldiers could make up quarter of British Army by 2030. 30,000 robot soldiers could form an integral part of the British Army in the 2030s, working alongside humans in and around the front line, the head of the armed forces said in a television interview on Sunday. General Sir Nick Carter said the armed forces needed to think about how we measure effects in a different way. And he called on the government to proceed with the previously promised 5-year integrated defence review. Speaking to Sky News on the morning of Remembrance Sunday, the Chief of the Defence Staff suggested that an armed forces that designed for the 2030s could include large numbers of autonomous or remotely controlled machines. I mean, I suspect we could have an army of 120,000, of which 30,000 might be robots, who knows, Carter said. Although he added he was not setting any particular target in terms of future numbers. Investment in robot warfare was to be at the heart of the planned integrated 5-year defence review, whose future was thrown into doubt after the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, postponed the cross-government spending review to which it had been linked last month. Carter said negotiations with Downing Street and the Treasury about salvaging the multi-year defence funding settlement were going on in a very constructive way, as he lobbied in public for a long-term financial deal. Clearly, from our perspective, we're going to argue for something like that, a multi-year budget, because we need long-term investment, because long-term investment gives us the opportunity to have confidence in modernisation, the General said. All Britain's armed forces have been engaged in a string of research projects involving small drones or remotely powered land or underwater vehicles, some of which are armed and others for reconnaissance. The MOD says its policy is that only humans will be able to fire weapons, although there is growing concern about the potential danger of unrestricted robot warfare, led by the Campaign to Stop Killer Robots. Technology under development includes the I-9 drone, which is powered by 6 rotors and carries 2 shotguns. Remotely operated, it is intended to be used to storm buildings, typically an urban warfare situation that generates some of the highest casualties. Carter also warned there remained a risk that the UK could be dragged into a deadly future war if escalation led to miscalculation in an existing regional conflict, as he argued that the world was a very uncertain and anxious place. When pressed if he was predicting there could be another major world conflict, Carter said, "I'm saying it's a risk, and we need to be conscious of those risks." Adapted from The Guardian, November 2020.